B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Like I said, it's a little different when, you know, your rhythm is challenged every play down. You know, you're being picked up full court. You know, they're doing things to test you. And, you know, the expectations on me are going to be sky high. And I try to utilize their aggression against them and still put my teammates in great positions while still being aggressive. I'm trying to do it all. So, you know, for me, the 22 shots, you know, I should have shot 30.
That was Kyrie Irving on his shots in game number 4, game 5 tonight, Celtics and Bucks. Brad Stevens thought he had good looks.
Good looks?
As soon as I heard that, I thought, well, that's a disagreement with Kyrie then, isn't it?
Well, didn't he say that after
Kyrie
the game,
Kyrie didn't
too?
Exactly seem to think that they were good looks. Kyrie's talking about how he just battled out there. You know, he was just launching him. He could barely get the shots off out
there. Four guys running at him every possession.
I mean, he was just mugged out there.
And when he gets that open look, you shoot, man.
Amazing that the basketball could even find its way to the rim. The way he was attacked out there by four opposing players.
Well, first of all, I thought he had great looks.
Oh, okay.
Well, not my fault. Not my fault he's missing.
He had great looks.
I thought coach was pretty good. Gave you a lot of stuff or not giving you any stuff on Kyrie, like to the point where it seems like from an organizational standpoint, they feel they need him. They do. This thing ain't over. As he goes, you go. So you will defend. They defended him.
He defended him. He wouldn't touch the walking off the court thing. You didn't see it.
I thought that would have went right up his keister.
You didn't see it.
You know, I didn't really even see it or hear when it was. Like, if the clock is running down and somebody walks off and there's 1 or 2 seconds left,
he's good.
And I don't know what the time was.
He's good. That's a good cover.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I didn't hear about it. I know. What was it, 1 second? I don't even know.
I'm sure.
When did it happen? Which game are we talking about again? Who? Which player was it?
Sure,
that's good.
Twist it. Give Manny.
That's pretty
up,
good.
Right? Nobody in social media gave Manny heads
he's
up.
He's good at this. Brad's really good at this.
Brad's
stuff.
Really good at deferring
what?
And covering. Yes.
Who?
He knows exactly
Kyrie?
What happened.
When? What was the date on that? Hold on, let me look at my calendar. What?
I mean,
I don't
could
recall.
Have been a run out of .05.
I didn't even hear about it.
And games at hand at that point.
1 second, two seconds.
I haven't tried.
Dead ball was the clock. I don't even know.
Sure
what?
About, sure, so.
Was the horn sounding?
Yeah.
Were there people in the stands? Were they already leaving? Right. I don't remember.
And it's not like football where you shake hands after the game. You know,
come
it's,
on.
It's, the NBA is different.
Come
guys,
on.
Guys go their separate ways.
But that one stood out to me, though. He had great looks. He had great looks, so. He didn't say stop shooting. He said, I trust his decision making. And if
all
he
this...
wants to shoot, go for it. If he wants to, you know, he also could add 20 assists, he said, based on his good decision making. And if other guys could get some shots to fall, that Kyrie would add a bunch of assists too. So that's, hey, Kyrie was doing everything. That to me was Kyrie did everything right.
Right.
Was that answer? But the one part that doesn't jive there is he had great looks because Kyrie didn't want to say that he had great looks. Kyrie wanted to put
when you have
him
great
missing.
Looks.
Kyrie didn't want to just say I had a bad night shooting.
Right.
He didn't want to say that. He wanted to say that I
work.
Missed because I'm just out here working so hard and there's just so many forces working against me that I was missing shots.
To the point it wasn't
even
about.
It can never just be that he was having a bad night.
But it's not even about the shots and looks. He even made out the point that, hey, they're picking me up full court. Like, there's somebody waiting for me when I inbound the ball. How much is the way Stevens answered the Kyrie stuff?
It's like a magnetic.
Go against your anti-Kyrie take.
No, 100%. That's like, what I was going to say. He like clearly is still with you guys in terms of him wanting Kyrie back and that they think that probably they still have a chance.
You know why? Because Brad Stevens is a smart guy.
You circle
that's
the wagons.
Why.
That's what you do, McCullough.
That's
you
why.
Circle the wagons when things aren't good. Well, you circle those wagons,
the
baby.
Other thing that probably shouldn't get lost in the shuffle is he had 10 assists and could have had, like, 20.
Stick that in your face.
Here's my thing with Kyrie.
That
we heard all
put that
season that,
you
know,
that tonight.
These guys don't know how tough the postseason gets,
it.
And then all this stuff. And it's a different level
before
once you
the
get
game
to the postseason. Yeah.
Suck on that 10 assists, McCown.
That'll make you enjoy the game a little more.
19-62. Yeah.
Why don't you get your assist abacus out for tonight? Get that thing ready to go. Ebenezer.
But again, I thought like I went back and we watched the whole first quarter as a team yesterday because. we played really, really well.
Well, that's something there, too. They have to show them the first quarter because they couldn't dare show them the third quarter.
Did they bury
because,
that?
I mean,
did they have a funeral? Did they go outside? Did they dig a hole?
But that's the type of group this is. You got to show them the, here, guys, let's show you the positive things.
You know what that
let's
is?
Show you the good stuff.
I wonder why Marcus Morris doesn't think they're going on vacation. Right. They only watch good films.
They only watch the good stuff.
This is like the guy that was working with Gordon Hayward said, "Hey, Gordon, look, these are all the good things you can do."
It's like that guy who the confidence coach there with Hayward.
Yeah, pump him up.
Where's that guy right now? By the way, where the hell is Hayward's confidence guy? Did he not make the trip to Milwaukee? Where is that dude? Oh my God, get him on the team flight. Holy crap!
Put him on it.
It's just like Parcells with Zoe back in the day, right? He only showed you the good stuff?
No. No.
Only showed you the good tape?
Yeah. Yep. Honey, see that throw? You know what that does? You'd be flipping burgers in about 2 months. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. That worked out real well. Yeah.
Hey, kid, you like cars? Yeah. You want to be washing them?
And then when you get a nice throw, you have a doozy. You turn around, you smell him. He goes, yeah, why don't you try doing that a little more often?
I hope that's the attitude he had when he showed him the good film. Like, you guys aren't responding to runs. Do you want to see how to play against the run? Here, let's watch the first quarter when we were doing well. We were playing well. This is how you play against the run. I hope that's the attitude he had showing him that first quarter film. Not just, oh, let's get look at what we can do. We're great.
Troy is in Dorchester. Troy, where you been, boss?
How you doing, man? Listen, I got a gig, right? And they shit me all around the country doing stuff, but I keep that 98.5 app going all the time. I always got you guys on.
Nice. Thank you.
So, I mean, this is just a real quick note, listening to that Brad call. Is it frustrating that he never gets on a guy for anything, for any reason whatsoever?
Not publicly. I mean,
do you think the guys would play harder and maybe give him a little bit more grit if he got in somebody's face every now and again?
Yeah, not really.
How many guys in this league
sport
do that?
No.
At that level? How many of these type of guys
even
do that?
Even McCone, what do you think?
You can't. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
All right. And so the reason I called was to say that I used to get on Al Horford all the time. He's a max contract guy. He needs to play up to it. Gordon Hayward, why can't he be the Gordon Hayward from that Indiana Pacers series when he looked like he had the ball on a string? He is the opposite player right now, and it's so frustrating. He needs to live up to that. He needs to live up to that contract for sure.
He needs his guy in there telling him to visualize things and get his confidence back. 617-779-0985. Charlie McAvoy suspended a game. We'll jump back into that. More of your Celtics calls as well here in the 1 o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertram.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Chara steps into Anderson. He got labeled by McAvoy. Oh, McAvoy knocked him down, and Anderson is down. The referee with his arm in the air, and the Bruins are going to be shorthanded here at the tail end of the second.
It happened quickly. McAvoy coming across. This is a pivotal time in this game right now. He caught him in the head. Caught him with his shoulder in the head.
We'll see what gets thrown out of the board, but we've already seen how penalties, especially majors, can have an impact.
David Backus took a high hit to the chin.
And was injured.
It was an elbow. It was a blatant elbow, and it was injured, and he got 2 minutes. Different refereeing crew. No question, though, he got him in the head. Got him in the chin. Shoulder to the chin. Wasn't an elbow to the chin. It was shoulder. He got him. John Tortorella's going to blow a gasket over there, I think.
And some jamoke threw some stuff onto the ice, and this is all going to have to get cleaned up.
By the way, Judd Surratt, Bob Beers, of course, right here on 98.5 Sports Hub, found out the origins of the word jamoke. military slang. Cup of Joe. Guy's worthless as a cup of Joe. Cup of coffee. Jamoke.
Some coffee's expensive.
My guess is the military grade coffee is crap.
Jiffy Lube.
You know, yeah. World War II era military grade
Jiffy
coffee.
Lube, man, strong.
I mean, that generation. Those guys were drinking mud.
Yeah, at a canteen. Eat off a metal tray.
Right?
Three squares. That's a prison.
Those guys will save the world. Anyway, let's talk about this. Charlie McAvoy gets a game that was announced last night. And I think it's strong. I'm not shocked by it. I'm not all that mad about it. I can understand it. But I think it is a very strong, stiff punishment.
It puts everybody on warning for not only the rest of the series, but moving forward here. I don't think that's the intent. Yeah, I don't either.
I think it's indicative of the way the league is going.
Yeah.
I think regardless of your history or lack thereof, you are now going to get suspended for hits to the head. I think it's the way the league is going. Right. And I don't think it's new. I don't think it's just happening now. It's been going this way for a couple of years. I think they're just doing this now. I think you're less likely to see a guy get fined. You're less likely to see fines in the playoffs anyway. But you're seeing here, Charlie McAvoy gets a game. They gave him a game. He will serve the game. It's going to hurt the Bruins. He's their best defenseman. It's going to hurt them in game one against Carolina. Zoe is writing off Carolina. Many of you are writing off Carolina. I don't know that I would do that just yet.
Hey, Jim, get that hurricane sound in there. They have Rock You Like a Hurricane. They didn't even select that for their goal song. Like that in itself. Mm.
Charlie McAvoy spoke today. He spoke about his hearing that he had with New York yesterday.
I said my piece in accordance with the rules, and I think that we put forth a pretty good defense. You know, just kind of really slowing it down and watching it and seeing kind of how his body changed kind of there at the last second and opening up, and it was tough. I mean, I was just trying to make a hockey play, and I mean, it was just a little bit unfortunate, really. I mean, just trying to play the game, and it happened, and, you know, whatever. I have to serve it. Like I said, I respect the process, and, I mean, I'm glad that I was able to say my piece and to you know, and be able to defend myself, you know, but all things together. I mean, I'm not a very good lawyer, I guess. So,
I mean, said all the right things, and I do believe him. And I think the spot where it happened, how it happened, the reaction to the player, what happened, how they joked about it after the game in the handshake line, and everybody's fine, but. Yeah, there's so many big hits in this series too, like Pasternak getting laid out mid ice. A couple games ago, there was another one. Char got cracked right in front of the bench. Nobody gave him a heads up. There are collisions that are bang-bang collisions that happen every freaking play during this game. But he got nailed. The guy was down, and they called a two-minute. And it's no major, but I understand why they did it. I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to sit here and, you know, if one of our players got hit like that, I would hope. I'd be glad somebody got hit with a suspension to help you out. He's one of your best defenders. Like you said earlier in the show, Char's not getting any younger. You need this guy. Now you got to, you're down a man now. Going into game one, that sucks. Put you on a spot as a team a little bit. But you're at home, so. See?
Yeah, I don't think that matters. You're at home. Yeah, so what?
I know.
You just lost.
We've done the numbers with
those. I don't know how that helps. I mean, you lost your best defenseman. I don't know how that helps.
I don't know. You have to travel. You rest, I guess, rest. You know? I know they're rested.
But I don't think it matters. That's like, you know. You got game one of the World Series, but you lost your ace pitcher.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter that you're at home. What does it matter?
I just think you're lucky you don't have to get on a plane, travel, and all that, too. You know, I don't know. It just buys you a day. Being at home buys you a day.
It does.
Mark out a day for travel. That sucks. Pain in the ass.
617-779-0985. Mark in Medford on the loss of McAvoy for game one. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's up? So Cassidy announces that he's going to put Clifton with Chara, and it's up in the air whether to put in John Moore or Stephen freaking Kampfer. Well, I'll tell you this. I'd rather less than 100% John Moore out there than Stephen effing Kampfer because he
eats. Sure, that's his middle name.
I just made it his middle name.
Okay.
Hey, Mark. I got news for you. It's gonna be Kampfer.
I know it is. I know it is. Just to piss me off.
No. I'm telling you, there's indications are practice today. It's going to be Camphor.
I also heard now the decision it hasn't been made yet.
No, I know. It hasn't officially been made. I mean, he's not going to announce it. But he was out there today. He was skating today, and he was on the second power play unit in McAvoy's squad.
Your opinion, Beetle, would you have a less than 80, with a less than 100% more or 100% Camphor?
I'll
leave it at that.
I think you're losing either way. I think it's a loss either way. Like, I don't think there's
it's a tough argument.
That's all that better than the other.
I think Clifton looks like the one that's going to bump up and replace McAvoy's minutes.
Yeah, do you love that?
So Clifton's replacing McAvoy, and then Camphor's replacing Clifton.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's
love
a
Clifton
really good
bumping
double swap.
Up? Yeah. The people that like Clifton, there are some. We had a caller. Who's the caller that likes Clifton? He was like, oh, I really like Clifton. I'm like, yeah. Sometimes defensively, I don't like Clifton at all.
I mean, they want to leave Krug and Carlo together probably because of continuity, right?
That's okay.
That's why, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
Clifton's
that.
Clifton's the best guy to do that with. Yeah, I mean, well, you're going to move Grizzlick up and play him on the other side? I don't know. Clifton's the best option.
Yeah, I'm not in love with Clifton, folks. I'm not. I know there are some people who are, but oh boy. It's one game. You got to get through it. You just got to do your best and get through it is what you have to do. And, yeah. And just tell Brandon Carlo you're going to play a lot of minutes. Going to play a lot of minutes, dude. You're going out there quite a bit. Because, oh boy. Oh, they're thin. They're thin. And I know there were a few people that were calling us saying, you know, it really wouldn't kill them if they were to add another defenseman at the trade deadline. Or would it really kill them to go out and get another defenseman at the deadline? I know that they instead attacked that third line at the deadline, but still. 617-779-0985. Connor's in Boston. Hey, Connor.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just want to touch real quick. I do kind of agree with the one-game suspension. I agree with it over the fine. It's going to make contact to the head stopping. I know it didn't look like he was aiming for the head exactly, and he especially didn't lean with his elbow. And I know the backish was a clear elbow to the head, and I honestly think, I don't know who it was, but I think he should have gotten a game for that one. But I wanted to kind of hear you guys' opinion on, like, what do you think about the fines versus being suspended? Thanks, guys.
I think fines. What's wrong with the fine?
I care less about fines.
Why?
I'd rather have the fine than suspension stick you. Those are the ones that hurt.
Right, so you would prefer a fine for McAvoy now? So would I.
Yeah.
You don't think that Charlie McAvoy has...
You think we'd sit here and argue fines that were handed out? Hell no. Wouldn't even be
as a fan,
headline.
I want a fine, but do you think Charlie McAvoy... gets a fine and thinks nothing of it?
No.
See, I agree with that. The players still don't like getting fined.
Yeah, they still got to pay.
They still are paying a penalty. In fact, at this time of year, they're not getting paid for being out there on the ice. Got to remember that. At this time of year, if you're getting fined, which is why it's sort of rare, you don't see a lot of fines in the playoffs. In fact, when you get suspended in the playoffs, there's no game check to lose. You're not losing money on top of it. So
it's almost like a day off. Go away.
It is. You get a game off. You're not losing money. You're not getting hit in the wallet,
kick
too.
Kick your feet up, kid. Regular, ice that puck hit
yeah,
down
in
on
the
your
regular
foot.
Season, when you get suspended, you lose the game check. You lose that portion of your salary. In the playoffs, you don't lose anything. But if you get a fine, you still got to pay it. So if you were to get hit with a $5,000 fine right now, I don't care what you're making. You know, what's Charlie McAvoy's salary this year? I could tell you quickly. Charlie McAvoy, if you were to fine him, he's still going to be upset that you fine him, no? Or he's still going to feel like he got hit with something.
Right.
He's still going to feel that a little bit.
The only place you hit players is their wallet. Really is. It's the only place you get to people. When you get them in their wallet. Fans really don't care.
Charlie McAvoy's AAV this year is $1.2 million. So... I think $5,000 probably matters to that guy.
Yeah.
Right? $5,000, still $5,000. It's not like it's going to destroy his life or anything, but that's still $5,000. Matt's in Boston on the Celtics tonight. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey.
Just wanted to touch base on, you know, a lineup I think that I personally would like to see, but I know it won't happen. Mm. You know, I'd like to see a little muscle in the starting lineup, so maybe something like Smart, to go with Irving at your guard positions, and then Hayward on the other forward position with Horford and Baines. Gets a little muscle in there. I think it gets Hayward out of the gate early, maybe give him some confidence out of the gate, and then you can have you know, Brown, Tatum, Morris coming off the bench, giving a little spark off
the bench.
All right,
let's focus on that Baines point because that's obviously the change there. Brad Stevens talked about Baines. I asked him a question about that, and he gave us an answer on why we haven't seen him. I asked if it was injury-related, and he gave us an answer that was pretty straightforward. We'll get to that coming up after these headlines with Tim McCone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, he's got a sore ankle, but he's able to play. And you know what impacts the minutes more is that, you know, when he's come off the bench, there's not that many guys to guard. Like the other day, you know, he finds himself on Ilyasova and he's basically running from the rim to close out at the 3-point line. And those are hard covers for him, hard covers for any, I'd say, traditional big, the way that they play with that second unit. So, it's one of those things that often off the bench, that sometimes is a difficult matchup. We'll continue to look at the best ways to utilize him and put him in the best position to play. But the way that they play with that small skilled lineup and the way that they can play defensively with that lineup on the other end has made it a little bit more difficult to play him off the bench.
Brad Stevens earlier here on Zolak and Bertrand. Celtics play game 5 of their series in Milwaukee tonight. You can, of course, hear it right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Granny and Max with the call from Milwaukee, Algonquin for the good land. That was his answer on Aaron Baines, who I asked him about Aaron Baines, and I said, are his minutes down because he's dealing with an injury? And he said, no.
He said, nope.
Nope. I said, oh.
No.
No. Okay. Nope. All right, then. So that answers that question, because I had sort of assumed that Aaron Baines had been down minutes-wise because he might be hampered by the sore ankle that he sort of tweaked in game 1, and that might be slowing him down and would make everything that Brad Stevens said true, but even more true in that his ability to move quickly is sort of hurt by that. So Brad's saying it's not really the factor. It might still factor in a little bit into that decision, right?
No.
It's a matchup. Sounds like the matchup game.
Yeah. No, but think about it. Even if you're saying, no, I just know it's a bad matchup.
Because he doesn't believe in Baines.
Right? If he doesn't believe in him in the matchup, it's a bad matchup for a big, and he can't go from the paint to the perimeter fast enough. But you know, whether or not you want to admit it or not, you then know he's dealing with a bad ankle, and you already didn't like the matchup, and then you know he's sort of slowed down by a bad ankle. Now you really don't like the matchup, whether you want to admit that into it or not.
So he's playing 3 or 4 minutes instead of 8 or 9 minutes?
Yes. He still would be playing very little in terms of minutes, but it might just be a couple fewer minutes than what it would have been. But either way, that's his decision. He has decided that, you know, Aaron Baines is not cut out for this series and for this matchup. I disagree with that. I think we could have afforded to see Aaron Baines a little bit more so far in this series.
Who do you want him on, though? You want him on Lopez out in three-point land? You want him on Giannis, who gets the ball out in three-point land? Or do you want him on Ilyasova, who's out in three-point land? I mean, all their bigs play outside, so you can't just put him on a guy that's definitely going to be down low.
It's tough, and I'll tell you why. Because if you say you put him on Lopez, well, then where does that put someone like Al Horford?
That's on Giannis.
That puts him on Giannis, and that's not a great matchup. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. It sort of has a domino effect to it, doesn't it? What do you got?
Who's screening calls today?
T-Bone.
Oh, T-Bone. Okay, I got this from our boy Mikey today. Ad Zone Bertrand and Scott Zolak. Just let you know, guys, your call screener is kind of a D-bag.
Yeah, we know.
For hanging up on me.
We're well aware.
You guys are, all you're doing is pounding, talking about Celtics, and I just thought I'd try to get a Revs question in regarding Brad Friedel.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's Celtics hottest. Kyrie
all right,
Irving.
So, no, Zoe, if you're upset about that, then we'll just take all refs' calls all the time, anytime they call.
I'm doing it to compliment our call screener. I just want to make clear who the call screener was on this call.
Great job. That's why we have him.
Double thumbs up.
Yes.
T-Bone.
You're right. That's the job description.
I might buy him a
D-bag to people that call about ridiculous topics on ridiculous days for those topics.
Yeah, on a day like
we've
today.
We've talked revs.
Loaded.
I'm not saying revs are a ridiculous topic.
We did
I'm
an hour.
This particular day, that's a ridiculous topic.
We did an hour on a revs last week.
We talked plenty of revs last week.
We sure did. And when it's topical, we will.
And
talk
we took
about
calls on them.
And when it's important, we had damn right.
Somebody called about Brady's contract to tell him the same thing today.
Yep, we absolutely
sand.
Did.
Pound it. Pound it. Pound it. Right.
We touched quickly on a Pats item and we didn't even take calls on it. We had
Tom
people
said
call.
We had a Philip Dorsett call. It told was him
such,
the same thing.
Such a good decision by Tom. I might buy him a child's Patriots hat that he could wear around, like if the match is Bruins one. His little Bruins one with the little yellow bill. Did you wear that to the game last week? You don't even wear it anymore, do you?
So for
you
once,
can't even look at it the same.
So look at that. You can wear that.
Bad luck.
You can wear that like a badge of honor today, Revs fans. You got treated today the same way Patriots fans get treated. You can wear that for when you're on even footing.
So you're there,
you're
baby.
On even footing with Patriots fans.
T-Bone's up there flexing, chest all out, hanging up on people.
Let's get the show over with. Gotta go to the gym.
Yeah, gotta go to the gym.
Gotta get to the gym.
Shoulder and chest day. It's not back.
Marcel is in Woonsocket today. What's up, Marcel?
Hey, afternoon, boys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Talking about the McAvoy penalty.
Yeah.
As being an old ref, listen to this. And I'd really like to... everyone to listen to this very carefully. Now, the league has decided to impose a one-game suspension for his supposedly illegal check.
Yes.
They are contradicting the rule book. Hence, McAvoy received a two-minute minor penalty. A two-minute minor penalty. Only a major penalty can constitute a suspension. Major penalty, illegal check, is called an intent to injure penalty. It carries a five-minute major and a game misconduct. If deemed serious enough, an investigation for the game or game suspension, if more severe. Again, only a major penalty.
No, I thought that's changed with head injuries. I thought shots to the head have changed.
Marcel,
that.
The rules have changed.
Yes.
On this.
Sorry. Well, they must have changed the rules.
They did.
They did. They did change the rules.
Different day and age.
They did change the rules on this, and the only penalty that the on-ice officials could have handed out was a two-minute minor the other night,
no
and then it goes to the league.
Can't hand out a major in it. Yep.
There's no major on this anymore. The call for the illegal check to the head is a two-minute minor.
Yep.
We
were on a day after game, and NBC Sports Boston had the graphics up on our TVs next to us and behind us, ready to go on it.
The league rewrote the rule in 2013, so that is when it was rewritten.
But thank you for calling. Love those hockey refs, man. Those
appreciate
it. See it all.
But the way it used to be done is no longer the way it is done. John in Springfield. John.
Yeah, how you doing, boy?
Yeah.
I just wanted to touch upon the fact that Zolak was actually right, saying it actually helps out that the one-game suspension for McAvoy is at home because you have last change. So that way, you know, they can match up whoever it is, the defenseman coming in from McAvoy. They can make sure he's not facing off against Carolina's first line. So point for Zolak, bam. Secondly, they don't give out fines in the playoffs. They can only give out suspensions. So you were wrong on that too, Butron. And thirdly,
Butron.
McAvoy is a defensive defenseman, not an offensive defenseman. So you're wrong about that as well. 3 points. See ya. Ooh.
What was the last point?
I don't know. McAvoy is a defensive defenseman.
Who called him
an
offensive defenseman? Nobody here did.
I don't know.
Nobody here did. They can't hand out fines.
Did you speak
in
that
the playoffs?
Did you say that, McCollum?
The difference
I did
is
not
you're,
say that.
The difference is you're not fined game checks in the playoffs. That's the difference.
You know what it was? It was Mock and Medford. I think Mock and Medford was on a roll earlier. You didn't say
this
that.
This is a misconception. Why is it? Where did this belief come from?
Who cares anyway? He's one of your better defensemen in the back. He may be your best.
Where is the belief that you cannot be fined?
You can't be one or the other. Of course you can be fined. What was the Mont Pichara hit on Pacioretty? Wasn't that in the playoffs?
Something.
I can't remember damn stuff. You could be fined. Why wouldn't you be able to find it? It'll take fine schedule off.
Well, because the pay is different. You're not getting paid. So there's like this argument.
Well, I mean,
I get it. But when you get suspended,
right,
you're not paying a fine.
Right. It doesn't come out of your check.
Mikael Kempney, last year, NHL playoffs, defenseman, fined $2,419.35 under the collective bargaining for cross-checking Tampa Bay Lightning forward Cedric Paquette during game two of the Eastern Conference Finals in Tampa. That's last year's example of a player being fined under the CBA for a penalty in the playoffs.
Was that a defenseman? Or
that was announced by the NHL's defenseman. Department of Player Safety. Oh. It happened in game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. A player was fined for a play on the ice under the Department of Player Safety rules. Break for a cross check. That happened May 14th, 2018. That was less than a year ago. In the playoffs, a player was fined.
Nice.
Okay. I just gave you a name.
Who gets a point? Do we get the retractor point?
I don't know. I don't know.
2 points.
I don't know.
Not three.
What was the point that he gave you?
Mine was McAvoy on you were allowed last defensive change. He couldn't match up against their top line being at home. Point for me.
Oh.
So it was correct.
Okay. What were we talking about when we said that?
I don't know.
Today's takeaways are next.
Thank
though.
God.
That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Come.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. How about this? Almost six locations now where you can get help to lose weight. They have 5-6 opening soon. Check out all the great stories at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Drop the weight, folks. Summer is coming. We got some stuff today. You know what?
We had the coach on. We do.
Had the head coach of the Celtics on, talking about Kyrie. Shot selection.
Yeah, why don't we start there? Brad Stevens on Kyrie Irving. He thought that he had good looks in game number four.
Well, first of all, I thought he had great looks. And, you know, sometimes the ball just doesn't go in. But I did think, like, especially, again, you go back even the first quarter. I mean, he had shots that we will take 10 out of 10 times. I felt really good about the shots we generated, especially in that first half. And it was, you know, it was, I think it was not a good sign that we were only up two because I thought we had a bunch of opportunities. Now they missed some too, but it was a hard play game on both ends, and that's part of it. So listen, if Kyrie is open or has a step on somebody, we want him to shoot. We want him to score. And that just comes down to making the next right read on every play. The other thing that probably shouldn't get lost in the shuffle is he had 10 assists and could have had like 20.
Uh-huh.
I thought he really did a good job distributing the ball the other day. The ball didn't go in the basket for him, and that's sometimes happens. But the way that he distributed it, I trust his decision making, whether it is to shoot it or to make the right pass.
Boy, those answers does not make Tim McCone feel any better, do they? Those type of answers, because Kyrie's the guy, bud. He makes it go. He's the drinkster. He just missed a couple shots. He had 10 assists, so you could suck on that one. Yeah, that's there.
It's all right. Enjoy it. Last time I need you see Kyrie, an
app?
Uniform tonight.
Do we have an app for assisted? Do they have an assist tracker app? Or I could just, you know, log on and say, ooh, look at all those assists he and Al have. Oh, nice. Nice facilitators of the basketball. He's here, buddy. Get used to it. He ain't going anywhere. You're going to build around him. See, he coaches on Team Zone Beetle, too.
I was taking a victory lap today for whatever reason. I have no idea.
He's
decided at 12:45 yesterday he's on Team Kyrie, and today he's taking a victory lap.
It took him two hours and 45 minutes to get there yesterday.
Figured out.
He's in hardcore ever
since.
The NBA
bitch slapped me last week because Celtics are up 5-0. They're running away with this thing. Jimmy and
Let's move along.
Yeah, Jim Murray went, woo, woo.
Let's move along. Let's go. The guy who was cutting in and out today, the caller who was.
Oh, these are late. Yeah, it's like a McDonald's drive through. What do you got?
Mark is in the car. Hi, Mark.
Just want to say, we got McAvoy's head to the head, supposed head.
Right. And,
I got out. Kramer. Check out.
I never told you about the one time I went for Tim Goad used to have this friend in. A kid was from Louisiana. He had a hearing aid. And we went through the drive-thru, and the drive-thru wasn't working. The guy's yelling back through, and the guy with the hearing aid is like, I'm the one with the goddamn hearing aid. He's yelling back at the guy, and I got the hearing aid. You can't hear me through the speaker. It was one of the funniest moments I ever had, trying to order burgers. Two fries, double T-burgers, and lard fried a Coke to go. Coke to go. And it is National Coke Day today. Get yourself a Coke. About that.
Will do. Right on that. And then this caller of ours from Chicopee who checks in from time to time.
Love Chicopee.
And who is the actor who's in this, by the way?
It's the old guy from Home Alone.
Yeah. Yeah,
AC,
that guy.
Rat-a-tat-tat guy.
AC said 10%.
Too bad AC ain't in charge no more. Get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property.
Take my lazy what?
AC. 10%. You don't think it sounds like him?
It does. It sounds just like him.
You fed him the wrong line, though.
Yeah, well,
okay,
we
Jim,
couldn't
thanks.
Remember the line. Sorry.
AC
Sorry.
Said 10%.
Too bad AC ain't in charge no more.
Yeah.
He's talking to himself.
Get you ugly, yellow, no good.
Vault days from the call. My movie remember line guy, Hardy, is not here today. And Hardy remembers every single line from every movie. So I had to deal with it. What are you going to do? Took a shot.
Apparently, that old movie was not an actual movie. They made that for Home Alone.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was not some old
like,
movie.
I thought that was like a Christmas classic.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't some classic old film. They actually made that. They made that just for Home Alone.
That's pretty good.
You just figured it was some old movie they found to use in that scene?
That's pretty good.
Nope. It was apparently made, so who knows who the hell it was.
Okay.
Who knows? Could have been the guy from Chicopee who was in the scene.
Good job, McCone.
Could be him.
Glad you unbuttoned your shirt, loosened up a little bit, see that white silky skin under there.
Felt good.
Yeah, feels good, man. Let that thing breathe more.
Celtics tonight.
What do you think, Beetle?
Here's what I want to tell you. I'll leave you with this, though.
Yeah.
The odds are out.
What's the odds?
For the all kinds of series odds for Bruins Hurricanes, I'm just going to tell you this. You know, they have the exact series outcome and how many games the series will end in. You know what's the favorite? Bruins in 7 at 4-1 odds. That's the favorite.
Wow.
Strap yourself in, buddy. Could be a long one.
Bruins at 5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati on a Wednesday. Maz, how you doing?
Good. You?
Big Jim Murray, hi.
Hi.
We're coming to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. I thought we'd start Bruins.
Okay.
One game suspension for Charlie McAvoy. I'm going to ask you how you feel about it, but I'm going to start by saying I am disgusted. I am disgusted by the Bruins fan reaction to this thing. The amount of crying and caterwauling I have heard about the one game suspension grosses me out, frankly.
It's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.